Stand, join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning.
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda items. Carla, RTA update. I see you've got some friends with you.
I do.
Chris?
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the opportunity to address you, Commissioners. I am Carla Lakatas with the Butler County Regional Transit Authority, BCRTA. And also with me, I have two of our Board of Trustees, Christine Madisick and Shirley Wyant. And I'm happy they're here, able to join me today. I wanted just to take a few minutes to give you an update on what the RTA has been up to and also to address any questions or concerns, et cetera, that you might have. I did have prepare a handout for you that outline what I'm going to speak to today. First off, just to refresh our memory of why the RTA exists. When we were created in 94, we are a RTA under the Ohio Revised Code, Chapter 306, independent political subdivision of the state of Ohio. We are governed by 9 members, Board of Trustees, which the county commissioners, you all, appoint. Thank you. We have an excellent board. Also, looking back at the originating resolution of what the RTA was to be about, I just put that out because it seems like things go in cycles. We're back to really looking at why do we exist and what is it we're here for? And it really is about access, and it's about access to health and human services. It's about economic development and how access can help promote that. Certainly jobs. We have, you know, are all concerned about jobs, job training, education, shopping, those kinds of quality of life issues. And also, even back then, and perhaps more so now, really having environmental kinds of focus and what kind of options might we look at. We are the designated recipient for federal and state grant funds here in Butler County in the Cincinnati urbanized area. And really the original intention was to have the RTA serve as a broker to coordinate the resources. And we are looking at that again, and I'll talk about that in a minute. In 06, the Board of Trustees authorized a study. It was conducted by Wright State University of the citizens of Butler County, and it really was a perception survey, and it said, asked a number of questions, but one of the questions was to get a sense, is there an understanding, an awareness, maybe an appreciation for the need of an affordable public transportation options? And we really focused on this study with working adults and seniors. And the answer was yes, there is. You know, there is an appreciation. Folks understand the need. Where the real disconnect was how that was to be funded. And the majority of folks said, yeah, there's a need, but we feel, you know, you need to work together and find out, find more collaborative ways of using funds that already exist here to do these kinds of things. And so that's what we've been about. And this was in 06. I'm sure this would even be stronger today in today's environment. The Transit Alliance of Butler County is a direct response to that. It was created in 06. It is a nonprofit organization, a separate organization from the RTA, and really its focus is on efficiency, effectiveness, coordinating what we already have here, what we're already spending here. Last year, the Transit Alliance became a subsidiary of the RTA. It was an organizational thing. They still are separate and are a nonprofit, and really they are to be a vehicle. This is what the respective boards, they met, did some strategy sessions, and said the focus really needs to be a vehicle to advise the RTA on unmet needs, to be a forum to really facilitate and demonstrate how working together can come up with some successful results. And then also to be an advocate and to be a mechanism to attract, grant, and other funds in support of the Alliance mission. So they're alive and well, and we're working very closely together. On the second page, I wanted to highlight some of our results from 08. We like to do this at the end of each year. We did have 2.5% increase in trips. That's around 4,920 more trips were provided in 08 than in 07. And certainly we still support the park and rides, SORTA, the Cincinnati or the Hamilton County public transit system provides those under contract to us. And it's interesting, they were fairly flat. They went up as gas prices went up, and then the ridership has fairly leveled off, and it's actually decreased a little bit, which probably reflects the employment environment, because most of those are employment trips. But it's been fairly steady. The shopping shuttles have really taken off. We did 1,500 more trips, 1,511 more trips in 08 than 07. These are really what kind of reflect what the RTA has been trying to focus on. It's ways of grouping trips, that way being more efficient. And these are $4 round trips, so now they're affordable. We do fill our buses with people every day, taking them to various shopping locations. This focuses on Hamilton and Fairfield residents, and it's become very popular, and it continues in popularity. We run this 5 days a week, and the schedule can vary based on demand. But we pick up folks fairly close to their home and take them to different locations upon request. The medical shuttle, we're very happy with this. This was a joint partnership with the Transit Alliance. We applied for a grant called New Freedom, which is focused on individuals with disabilities, and we were successful, and that grant helped subsidize a medical shuttle. And we started it in September 08. And of course, with everything in transit, it grows with time. When people become aware of it, become more comfortable with it. We've done 907 trips since September when we started it. In October, we did 288 medical trips. And this allows people to have access to medical appointments, pharmacies, clinics, et cetera, for $5 one-way trip. It actually subsidizes $10 a trip for people, the grant does. We have a two-year grant, and we hope to ask for an extension of that grant. We just learned yesterday that we can't ask for extensions, so we will. We continue to do our on-demand curb-to-curb service. We provided less trips this year, or in 08, I should say, than in 07, and that's exactly how we wanted, in that the door-to-door demand response is a very expensive. It's expensive to provide, and it's expensive. The fares are expensive. Because we have no local tax subsidy, the passenger pays a good percentage of that trip. And so they can be, for example, going to Oxford to Hamilton could be $30 a one-way trip. And obviously that's not that affordable for many people. So we are keep looking for, it's there, it's a safety net. All of our buses are equipped with wheelchair lifts, so we have that. And sometimes it's the only option people have, but we keep looking for ways of making it more affordable. We did begin also working with, through the Alliance and the Butler County Children's Services, brokering trips. And what that is that we're a one-stop call where you can call. We have a relationship, obviously, with Children's Services, but we call on their behalf different private providers who have wanted to be part of this system. They give us a bid on it. We give Children's Services the information. They choose the most cost-efficient, and they do that. So we broker for them. And that's really grown considerably, showing that there was a lot of demand or certainly a lot of resources that Children's Services was using from program having to provide for trips for their clients. So we have had we continue to make progress. We continue to grow. We continue to look for innovative ways of coordinating our resources. On the last page, I just wanted stress our Board of Trustees' continued leadership commitment. Our board has been very innovative, allowing us to try different things, looking out, doing a lot of outreach, communication, and it's really about mobility partnerships. We know that. We know it's different paradigms that are unique to this county and not fitting other systems models to us. We're looking for uniqueness, partnerships, and we continue to work with the Alliance. We're committed to working with them to seek out innovative partnerships and to proactively address what we heard the community say. Let's look at the funds. There's some 70 federal programs that fund transportation, in addition to those funded through the Department of Transportation. What this really all is about, and say, let's camp, and this is being pushed at the federal and state level, as well as locally, we hear from our citizens, can't we work together and figure out how to use those resources smarter? Can't we use them to leverage to get additional trips? That's what we're doing. And it's really about efficiency and using currently publicly funded agencies and resources and services. And examples, we are working with MRDD. We are one of their preferred providers, and their clients can choose us or choose other folks on that list. We do have the brokerage agreement with Children's Services, which we hope to continue. It's really exactly what we've been talking about. It allows Children's Services to make good decisions and use their funds for their program. It also helps us build capacity in terms of dispatching that we can leverage to do other kinds of services, such as the Middletown Hamilton shuttle that is targeted for an April 09 startup, which I know we're all excited about. That was really a result of bringing people together, the right people together, and say, where are your needs? Where do people need to go? Where are they? What is the priority, and how could we fund this? And we found that the city of Middletown had funds, federal funds, that they weren't being used, and actually were being given to other counties in the state. And we found an innovative way of using them to actually keep it here and do some good work here. So it's no additional local funds, and it's using funds that were already here available for us. And we hope that this is number one in doing a lot more of things like that. So that's that. The shopping and medical shuttles are certainly targeted to a group. It's very targeted. It's unique. And we'll continue working on those. And the job shuttle. The Alliance really has taken a leadership commitment to looking to get people to jobs. And so that's our next step and our next focus. There are some opportunities, some new grants to get people to work in job training. We're going to be focusing on that, working with the Alliance to focus on that, working with Middletown, finding new opportunities. So I just wanted to stress that commitment and that it's continual, and that I also want to applaud our board, who's just done a wonderful job in encouraging innovation and listening to the community. So with that.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments?
Great.
Yeah, Carla, just want to say thank you for your leadership, and also to the board for their leadership. My one question is, how are things going with Miami University? It seems that it's a natural partner with their having now three campuses with the Voice of America in Miami and Hamilton and Middletown. You know, that $30 ride from Oxford seems like, you know, they could help out with not only bringing students, but also regular citizen passengers. I remember us working on that a little bit. Is that going anywhere?
I really do think it is. It might be just a little stalled, but it definitely is going somewhere. I see on your agenda is pointing Bob Holsworth from the City of Oxford to our board. He has been tasked by the mayor to really look at public transportation in Oxford, et cetera. And with him, he's already brought folks from Miami University to talk with us about how we might do that. I know there's a lot of interest, like in Middletown, to hook Middletown campus with Hamilton. That might be something we can do real quickly, you know, using the same kind of a model that we're going to do on the shuttle. It's certainly all on our radar screen, and bringing Bob here, I think, is going to help us jumpstart that. But we continue the communication and talking about that. There is, I can't think of his name now, but from the university who came and met with us, came from Portage County, where they have a really great relationship between the Kent University and the Transit Authority, and have done some innovative things. So he brings that experience and knowledge and that understanding that there's something that can be done. So I'm very optimistic.
Yeah, I know the Miami University president is very community-minded and I think would be very amenable to some type of program or collaboration in this area. So
that would be great.
We need to take advantage of that.
Thank you. We will. Yeah. And we'll bring in Bob in. Hopefully he'll keep us, you know, tasked on that too.
What else with the Metro? How are we doing with that, with their reorganization?
Actually,
we need to make a decision as a county? soon?
Decision has been, or decision statement or whatever options have been presented to us. It's my understanding, I know Christine's been working with them, that it really is more of a let's look at a project versus let's look at a reorganization of a governance in terms of the region, and we intend to do that. I know that OKI is going to assemble us here at some point. I know the stimulus has kind of taken everybody off, kind of temporary away from what we've been focusing on, but to bring us all together and say, is there something we can do as a region? I mean, I certainly, I have to say the staff has been, at SORDA, has been more cooperative than I've ever seen. I mean, we're looking at different things on our park and rides. They've been very flexible. Are there ways we can bring in Monroe more, or perhaps more of the west part of, of Butler County? So the discussions are going on. I don't think that it's, I don't think there's any kind of threatening thing, or I don't mean it that way, but questions on should RTA exist or should this exist. I think it's more of how can we work together. And certainly there's lots of opportunities there. I'm hoping with the OKI process, where they have actually there's local decisions on how certain funds are spent, particularly on jobs, that maybe we can find a project. That's my hope, that we can find a good project that makes sense for the region to get people to jobs and makes sense for the employers who need employees. So I'm really very optimistic that that's going to be something that, but certainly we're there to make sure that Butler County citizens benefit from whatever
thank you.
Decision is.
Thank you.
Good. Chris, you have anything you want to add?
No, I think Carla's pretty much said it all. And,
great.
And, you know, but it is about partnering, finding the partners, working with them. And I think with the SORDA situation, you know, that was something that, you know, by sitting down, Greg, I know we've had various county members together from other counties. And by discussing those things, it's been very, very beneficial to get to where we are today with SORDA. And I think SORDA right now is, I guess, politically, it's in a new realm come the end of April. They will be reorganized. But in discussions with them, they have said, you know, we want to work together. We're not out to take over the whole area. We are here to work. We know that you as an RTA are your own separate entity. If there's projects, as Carla mentioned, that we can work together on, and that's why we ended up going down to OKI and saying, hey, if we're going to do something on a regional basis, it makes sense to do it through OKI. That way, as a political person, I'm stepping out of the picture simply from the standpoint of the coordination of this stuff, because we need to leave the technical people who understand what's going on, let them sit down, work out the details, and work everything out so that they can come up with what's good for the citizens of this region. So I think putting it in the realms of OKI, taking political people like myself out of the picture, will help to clear up some of the fuzziness that may have been in there every so often. So,
great. I think, you know, commissioners, from the SORDA's problem was more internally Hamilton County rather than with Butler County or any other counties. It was the city of Cincinnati not having a more of a voice in the direction of SORDA. And I think their leadership on both the city and the county have realized that they need each other. And I think that's the reorganization is along that line without jeopardizing the service that comes to Butler County.
Exactly.
So.
Good. Well, thank you. Thank you for your
help.
Joe, do you have a replat for us for Country Acres Subdivision, Westchester Township?
Yes, I do have a replat today. The replat is for two lots in Country Acres in Westchester Township. It's along Cox Road. Two properties that were never built on. It's one owner, and he'd like to combine the two properties so they can build a house on those two properties. That will now be one.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Mr. Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Joe. Move on to the rest of our agenda. Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions to be adopted?
Certainly. Today we have four requests for travel and training. First is from CSCA, from Kinley, Pater, Sauer, Kurz-Sepper, Coons, and Jones to attend the OCDA Spring Conference, Columbus, Ohio, $3,222 plus registration. Next is from the Butler County Engineer for Bob Lentz to attend a stormwater training called Fostering Sustainable Behavior, Toronto, Canada, $2,500. Next is from Matt Franke from the Butler County Sheriff's and Emergency Communications to attend the Ohio NENA APCO State Conference, Worthington, Ohio, March 22nd, $669. Finally, from Common Pleas, Mary Swain, to attend Ohio Jury Management Continuing Education, Dublin, Ohio, $475, April 23rd and April 24th. As we move into finance, we have general finance resolution, we have four requests I've passed out for you today. First is the general fund, and this is to reallocate funds, increase the budget by $608, and then decrease the budget by $993. Second in the general fund, adult probation is an increase of $480 in the general fund for a correction of a prior year adjustment, and then a transfer between accounts of $480 as well. Non-general fund MRDD requests an increase in their budget of $2,065 for a prior year correction, and then a transfer between accounts of a like amount. And finally, under Job and Family Services, there's a reclass within the budget of $23,670, $64,000, and $5,500 in order to reclass between accounts to cover unemployment compensation. County Care Facility also has requested a request for transfer between accounts. County Care Facility Fund 1750 requests a transfer of $568 to accommodate the annual payment of the workers' comp rate. And so we move on to personnel. First personnel is an amendment to a previous adopted resolution to correct the date on the abolishment of a position from March 15th to March 17th. Next is to accept and place on file the Job and Family Services employees payroll period February 28th, 2009 to March 13th, 2009. All the changes in rates have been reconciled back to previously approved resolutions by the Board of Butler County Commissioners. Next, we have a request for a comp time payout, Children's Services, in the amount of $233.68 to Paul Cook. Next, we have another comp time, a request for comp time payout, Children's Services, $565.80 to Andrea Williams Parks. Next, we have a request to approve a promotion of Tracy Smith, a Children's Services employee, to part-time Social Services Worker 4 at a rate of $23.67. Next, we move into Job and Family Services. We have six resolutions to consider today. First is to consider a child care contract with KinderCare Learning Center at the period April 1/09 to March 31/09 for up to $119,900. Another child care contract with Wonderful World of Kids, April 1 to March 31/10, $296,900. Next is another child care contract with Town Boulevard Church of God, April 1 through March 31, 2010, up to $37,800. Next, there's a placement contract for up to $108,000. For the youth in transition period, February 108 to retroactive February 108 to December 31/09. Next is a Children's Services placement contract with Youth Inc. retroactive back to February 108 to June 3009 for placement services up to $63,362. Next, we have another Children's Services contract. This is for treatment services with First Step Home. This contract runs from January 109 to June 3009 in the amount of $35,000. As we move into water and sewer, has seven requests for you to consider today. The first is to advertise for bids for the sale of used agricultural equipment. Next is receive and refer bids for the River Road bridge replacement. This is actually a county engineer project. That is the low bid was W.G. Stang at $548,075, and the high bid is $677,781. Next is to award and execute a contract for the Cincinnati-Dayton Road, Dimmick Road pipeline or water and sewer project to GM Pipeline in the amount of $113,697.72. Next is to cancel a one-year maintenance bond for sewer line extensions to Liberty Falls. Next, to release a one-year maintenance bond for public sewer line extension to Trails of Four Bridges. Next is to release a one-year maintenance bond for public sewer line extensions to Four Bridges, Phase 7. And lastly, to approve an encroachment agreement with United Dairy Farmers, Inc. For parcel A03000026, located in Fairfield Township. Engineer submitted a request to grant a special hauling permit to Ford Development Corporation. As we move on to miscellaneous, we have six miscellaneous items. The first item is actually a request from the Butler County Engineer, and that is to advertise for bids for contract requirements, for concrete requirements, portion of the Butler County contract 00A84. Next is to approve a reimbursement to the Workforce One Development for light refreshments, $17.28. Next, to approve reimbursement of light refreshments at the Workforce One Development meeting, $40.16. Next, to approve Bob Holtzworth to the Butler County Regional Transit Authority Board. Next, to authorize the second half distribution of marriage license fund proceeds in the amount of $46,386 to the YMCA for the operation of its Dove House shelter. And finally, under miscellaneous, we have to requested to approve a distribution of funds between Children's Services and Job and Family Services. And then finally, we have 97 payments then and now to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Does anybody have anything to bring before the board? Any comments? Board have anything?
Mr. Commissioner, I do. I sent you an email that I received from Bruce Jewett about an article that was in the paper there yesterday, day before, about Warren County commissioners talking about the eligibility for food stamps.
Right.
And I want to go on record as saying that I support the Warren County's efforts, and to have and Bruce says that he's doing this to talk to the director, Douglas Lumpkin, about this problem where people are receiving food stamps who have adequate reserves, either in savings account or other means, in order to pay for food, which is jeopardizing those people who really need to receive the food stamps. So we really need to join that effort and to continue to encourage Bruce to make every effort to try to get this policy changed, where the state is saying that they only look at their income, whether they have a paycheck, and then they become eligible without looking at any other criteria. So the Warren County experience was pretty outrageous, where I think the person had a $300,000 paid up house and money in the bank account and still was eligible for food stamps. Bruce, in a informal survey of cases, thought that there was like 50 cases in Butler County, but weren't as outrageous as that, but it still is an increasing number. So we need to make sure that Bruce has our support in order to get this policy changed, because it's a shame that people who really need food stamps aren't going to get it because of someone who else who has the means is taking those dollars away. So.
You want that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I would.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jolivet to support Mr. Bruce Jewett to contact the Ohio Job and Family Services to request changes to the categorical classification of recipients to receive food stamps. That's been seconded by Commissioner Furman.
With Warren County on that issue.
Okay. In conjunction with working with Warren County.
You okay with that?
Yes, thank you.
That's sort of what you were alluding to.
Okay. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Greg, I would just like to suggest that, you know, for the past year I've been pretty much on the same issue, but not with this new guidelines, but with the old guidelines. And I'd like to remind Bruce Jewett that, and the rest of our people, that, you know, I'm still looking to see that the needy get taken care of, but the ones that abuse the system gets ended. Yeah. And I really haven't, you know, I'd like to double their efforts on the existing part, as well as continue to oppose this new regulation.
Yeah. I agree with that. But, you know, the people who are getting food stamps under this policy, you know, aren't abusing it, and it's because the law is, you know, the policy is
a loophole.
So, but I agree with you that there's probably people out there that are scamming the system in order to get resources that they shouldn't receive. So we need to be diligent.
It almost becomes an entitlement.
Right.
You know, when everybody walks in is deemed eligible, and we know that's not the case. And we need to truly help the ones that need it. And because dollars get more scarce and resources are scarce and more people really qualify to be on, we have to redouble our efforts to make sure that we're only helping the ones truly are eligible.
You know, in that regard, I'd like to, you know, in the very near future, have a work session with Bruce and his department, just to go over some of the efforts that we've talked about and just see what actions are being taken. I think that would be very helpful for us.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Anybody have anything else? It's your last chance. Okay. Thanks for coming. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.